got to start getting ready for 2020. Almost a third of the two-year election cycle is over, and we have no time to spare getting ready. And so we hit the ground running the Monday after the convention, getting organized for 2020.
What do you make of, and again, David Schaefer, chair of the Georgia GOP, what, if anything, do you at this early date make of the announcement of the date, I think it's March 24th, for the presidential preference primary of next year? You had time to digest that process, tell us what it might mean?
Well, it will help. It helps Georgia if it helps Georgia in a couple different ways. There's the rules of the Republican National Committee require us to have the primary before a certain date in order to retain our winner-take-all status, and so that date fits into those rules and will allow Georgia to cast all of its votes for the winner of the Republican presidential preference primary.
David Schaefer, looks as though President Trump, if he has any GOP primary opposition at all, won't be meaningful or significant. On the other hand, that big crowd of Democrats, whatever the number is, a couple dozen of them who were talking about running for president next year, almost certainly one would think that field would be whittled down somewhat significantly by the time we got around to March 24th. Your thoughts as a political analyst, you're running the Georgia GOP now. You look at the Democrats as they'll come scrambling through Georgia. What are your thoughts there?
I mean, they've got, you know, we had a similar situation 4 years ago. We had a large number of candidates. I think we started with almost 20 candidates for president. The Democrats have that many. It'll be interesting to watch the race for the Democratic nomination unfold. In the last few days, you've seen the group of the candidates trying to depict former Vice President Biden as a racist, and it'll be interesting to see how this all unfolds.
And David Schaefer with us, the new chairman of the Georgia Republican Party. I keep calling her Governor Stacey Abrams because that's what she keeps calling herself. You had a great line when she went out there to Hollywood, a great place to pretend to be the governor, you said, as she was out there trying to wrangle the movie makers to keep their business here in Georgia. What is your assessment of Stacey Abrams? Is this a shtick? Is this something she is doing by way of laying groundwork for some future campaign? Is she the face of the Democratic Party in Georgia right now?
Well, I served with her in the General Assembly, and on a one-on-one basis, she's a perfectly pleasant individual. It's bizarre, however, to watch. She is invested in this false sense of grievance and this false narrative that she somehow won the election and was denied it because of voter suppression, when in reality the 2018 election saw the largest turnout of any election in Georgia history. But we sort of got a clue, you know, early on in the campaign, where, Tim, you'll remember she made up this story that when she was a valedictorian in high school and was invited to the governor's mansion, when Zell Miller was the governor, that she and her parents were turned away at the from the governor's mansion because they were African American, and Governor Miller's staff actually pulled the records from the high school valedictorian's reception from that year and showed that she had, you know, been admitted and attended. But she was she's invested in this false narrative that she, a person of great talent and privilege, is somehow a victim, and you saw that throughout her campaign, and you see it now that her campaign is over.
I wonder about that, though, that kind of thing leaving a mark. I mean, we saw this unfold nationally. The Hillary Clinton folks who have yet to really accept the fact that Donald Trump actually did prevail in 2016. Now, with the National Democrats, it was collusion. It was Russia and collusion and all of that. Stacey Abrams inserts the words suppression where we use collusion nationally. But it's the same business model, I think. My assessment is these are Democrats whose working model moving forward is going to be to try to delegitimize the results of any election they don't win. How do Republicans fight that?
You know, it's what makes it so bad, Tim, is it's worse than simply a political strategy. It really tears at the fabric of the country and tears at the things that should unite us. The Democratic Party really has become about dividing people, about pitting group against group, and using this false sense of grievance, this false sense of victimhood to turn people against each other. And you saw that both on the national level, as you pointed out, and here in Georgia as well. It seems to be their playbook, and it's not a healthy political strategy, but it's frankly a lot worse for the country.
Let's talk about something you said a couple of weeks ago, and again, very new to your role as the chairman of the Georgia Republican Party, but you're just up the road in Gainesville talking with, I think, Hall County Republican Party there, and you're telling them this is a Georgia Republican Party that in some way, in some sense, in some very real sense, is a party in trouble. That was the phrase I think you used. That was the headline quote anyway. What do you mean by that?
Well, listen, I'm confident about our prospects in 2020. The point that I was making in Gainesville and the point that I made throughout my campaign is that I think we've become a victim of our own complacency. We've had a Republican supermajority here in Georgia for more than a decade, and we've some of us within the party have developed a sense that that is simply going to last naturally forever. And the reality is that nothing lasts. Nothing in this world lasts naturally forever. And we're going to have to defend it. You've seen the Democrats have gone on the offensive in the last couple election cycles. There's really nothing they won't do to try to win back control of the state. And we're going to have to step up our game as well.
And that involves what? I mean, on any number of levels, you will know the count better than I, but something on the order of 11 seats that flipped for the Democrats during the legislative elections of last year. Of course, flipped that one congressional seat. You'll try to make that two in the 2020 elections. There's a U.S. Senate seat up for grabs as well. I mean, what's your role here? What is the role of the Georgia Republican Party?
Well, what I'm trying to do now is retool the grassroots infrastructure of the Republican Party. We're putting together training programs, developing goals for our local party organizations, doing everything we can to get them ready for the upcoming election cycle. What you saw in 2018 is the Democrats had a presidential-level turnout in the suburbs of Atlanta. Normally, you see a much higher turnout in presidential year elections and a lot lower turnout in the mid-year elections, the non-presidential year elections. But in the suburbs of Atlanta, the Democrats had a hyper-stimulated turnout in the last election cycle, and they did pick up some seats that they should not have won. And we're going to have to step up our ground game as well in 2020.
David Schaefer, new chair of the Georgia GOP. Again, congratulations on that win. Beat a couple of other candidates down there at the state party convention and now into his role as chairman of the Georgia Republican Party with a pretty good Twitter game, a pretty good Twitter follow. I'm seeing this. No denying that Donald Trump, President Trump, is suffering in the polls. David Schaefer tweets. He says, it reminds me of the night he was elected president. That's a good line he's using there on Twitter. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Tim. Great to be with you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.